Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the OU, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making this call part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 26th day of the month of Teves, already. Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Yom Shishi, in Eretz Yisrael, the 27th day of Teves. We continue to daven for all of our brothers and sisters in Israel, that the body of the one remaining hostage, Ran Gavili, still being unjustly held in Gaza, be returned for a proper burial without delay. Amongst all Chalei Yisrael, all of the names that are in our email, as well as all of those that you are on the call for, that you are davening for, please kindly keep in mind in your tefillos, Rafael Yitzchak Aaron ben Malkachana, may he and all those in need have a refuah shalema. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yitzi Ganak of Shari Torah Congregation in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Ganak's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, beginning with Perek Chaf, moving on to Kuf Chaf Aleph, and concluding with Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. From there, we'll move on to Achenu, which will be recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. Then Rabbi Ganak will lead us in the Mishaberach for our Dir Chayalim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, giving about a 30-second pause for all of us to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. Today's call is sponsored in loving memory of Max Shapira, Yehuda Meir Ben Yitzchak Zacharia, whose yahrzeit is tonight, tomorrow, already the 27th of Teves in Eretz Yisrael, but already here, tonight and tomorrow. I'm here by Judy Carmel. Judy, thank you so much for your dedication to the call, for your generosity, and may your father, Max, may Yehuda Meir ben Yehuda Zacharia, may his neshama have an aliyah. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. And to sponsor the program, you could do so at ou.org/call. Again, that link is ou.org/call. Just one housekeeping note. I will be away next week. The call, however, will continue. My colleague Brandon will be leading the call. He's the executive fellow in the Department of Synagogue Initiatives, a really, really wonderful person. I'm very excited for him, for the opportunity to guest host the call next week, and I look forward to returning the following Monday and being back with all of you. And with that, bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Ganak.
It's such a pleasure to be on with you, Rabbi Herman, and I always get excited from participating with the learning that's on this call, especially one of the listeners, David, who we both know, gets chizuk from the call, and I get chizuk from being around him. So, yashar koach. We just began studying Sefer Shemos. Sefer Shemos is the book of the Geula, the redemption of the Jewish people, and I want to talk about the main figure of Sefer Shemos, and really who becomes the main figure of the Torah, and that's Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe is introduced to the Jewish people in last week's Parsha, in Parsha Shemos, and after that is the center of the Torah. Moshe, when he's born, is already deep into the servitude of the Jewish people. In fact, his first experience as a child is being hidden and then placed somewhere near the Nile River to be hidden from the destruction that the Egyptians decreed on the Jewish babies. And in that section of the Torah, Perek Aleph and Perek Beis and Perek Gimel, the first three chapters of Sefer Shemos, So we're introduced to many heroes of the Jewish people. We're introduced to Shifra and Pua, the nursemaids, who are identified as Yocheved, Moshe's mother, and Miriam, Moshe's sister, who work to protect the Jewish babies. We're introduced to Amram, Moshe's father, who, despite the decree against building Jewish families, makes an effort to make sure to build a Jewish family. The Ramban says that he pushed back against Paro's decree by specifically making sure to get married during that time period. And then there's the birth of Moshe. And Moshe is immediately introduced to us as a hero. Moshe, who is raised in the house of Paro by Paro's daughter, goes out as a young adult, and he finds the Jewish people being oppressed. And we're told at the very beginning of Moshe's life that what happens is that he goes out and he sees the Jewish people being oppressed and beaten by an Egyptian. He goes and he sees their oppression, and he sees an Ish Mitzri, an Egyptian, beating to death an Ish Ivri, a Jewish man, Me'achav. And Moshe says, somebody has to step in. He looks, is anybody going to step in to protect the Jew? And of course not. Who's going to protect him? The Egyptians are not going to protect him. And the Jews can't stand up for him. And Moshe steps forward. He attacks the Egyptian to protect the Jewish brother. And then the next day he goes out and he sees two Jewish people fighting. And again, Moshe steps in. So Moshe is this hero. He shows tremendous courage. And it really gets him in trouble. Paro immediately finds out what happened. What happened, that he attacked an Egyptian overlord, and he chases him out of the country. He tries to kill him. And Moshe runs far away. He arrives at a well at an unknown place in the land of Midian. He'd never been out of the land of Egypt. He arrives at Midian miles and miles away. And immediately as he gets there, he sees that there are young shepherd girls, including Zipporah, his future wife, who are being taunted and persecuted by the other shepherds. And again, what happens? Moshe steps in. Moshe saves Zipporah and the other shepherd women. Vayashes Sonam, and with great chivalry, he waters their flocks. So Moshe we see as a man of tremendous courage. And that is one story of Moshe. But if we look further in the story of Parsha Shemos, we see that the hero of courage is not always who Moshe is. And if you just turn the page and you start the next chapter, Perek Gimel, we see a different form of Moshe. Moshe's wandering the desert. He's following the sheep after he marries Zipporah, after he takes over the flocks of his father-in-law, Yisro, and he's in the middle of a pasture someplace in the middle of nowhere. And he sees a burning bush. This is the famous burning bush. And God speaks to him. And God says, I am Hashem, your God. Take off your shoes. I'm going to give you a prophecy. And what happens? Vayaster Moshe Panav. Moshe hides. He runs away. Ki yarei mi'abit el Elokim. Because he's afraid. He's yarei. He's afraid. He's petrified of God. And he flees. And he hides behind some rock or some tree. He hides from Hashem. And then Moshe re-engages with Hashem. Hashem calls him forward, and he says, you need to take the Jewish people out of Egypt. And Moshe says, no. Send with somebody else. He says, I don't want to go. And the Ramban says, why did Moshe not want to go? And the Ramban explains that the reason he didn't want to go is because he was afraid of Paro. I'll read you the language of the Ramban. The Ramban says, Ani shafal anashim, ro etzom. He says, I'm a simple man, I'm lowly, I'm just a simple shepherd. V'hu melech gadol, how am I going to speak to Paro? V'omer elav la'azov es'am kulo, and if I tell him to let my people go, to let the Jews free, yahargeni, he's going to kill me. So Moshe is petrified. He doesn't want to complete this mission because he thinks it's a suicide mission. He's not going to survive. Fast forward again, he continues to speak to Hashem. And Hashem says, no, you're going to be successful. I'm going to prove it to you. I'm going to prove it to the Jewish people. I'm going to prove it to Paro. He says, take your staff, throw it to the ground, and it's going to turn into something. He takes his staff, he throws it to the ground, and it turns into a tremendous serpent. And what does Moshe do? We read in the verse, right? Vayashlicheu, artzav ahilin achash. He throws it to the ground, it turns into a snake. Vayanach Moshe mipanav. Again, Moshe flees. He runs away from Hashem. He runs away from the servant because he's afraid. And this is the Moshe who fought the Egyptian, who fled from Egypt because he had been caught by Paro, who chases away the shepherds who were tormenting the young girls in Midian. And the Moshe of great courage is also the Moshe who's afraid of Hashem's word, who's afraid of Paro, and is afraid of the serpent. And what we see from here is that not everything was obvious and easy for Moshe. Moshe was a person who put tremendous work into cultivating his personality so that he can overcome his fears. We see that he's afraid of Hashem. This isn't obvious for him. The Medrash says that for a week he refused to go to Egypt. And the courage that he showed at the beginning with his interactions in Egypt and in Midian were not the obvious responses that he has when he's given the task. And it takes him great energy and a while to craft himself into somebody who can be courageous and the hero of the Jewish people who steps forward in the rest of Sefer Shemos and the rest of the Torah. And this is a great message for us because sometimes we also might feel a deep courage within us, but it doesn't come out to the surface. We don't feel confident. We don't want to do it. We feel afraid, like Moshe says, Yare. And we want to hide and we want to say no. And that innate first reaction is the reaction of Moshe. But we can also cultivate and utilize the courage that Moshe had, that Moshe showed, and that also will drive us forward. We'll continue now with recitation of Tehillim. I'll recite chapter 21st. Lamnatzeach mizmor leDavid, Ya'ancha Adonai b'yom tzara, Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha mikodesh u'mitzion yisadeka. Yizkor kol mincho secha v'olatzucha yidash nesela. Yitan lecha chilavecha v'chol atzatzucha yimalei. Nirvanina v'shua secha v'shem Eloheinu nidol yimalei Adonai kol mishal secha. Ata yadati ki oshia Adonai mishicho ya'anehu mishmei kodsho v'kuros yisha yimino. Eile v'arecha v'eile v'asusim v'anachnu v'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Hema karu v'nafalu v'anachnu kamnu v'anisodad. Adonai Hoshia HaMelech Ya'aneinu V'yom Kareinu. Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph, Chapter 121. Shir LaMa'alos, Esa Inai El HaHarim, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri. Ezri Me'em Adonai, Osei Shamayim Va'aretz. Al Yitein Lamot Raglacha, Al Yonum Shomracha. Hinei Lo Yonum V'lo Yishan, Shomer Yisrael. Adonai Shomracha, Adonai Tzolcha, Yadi Minacha. Yomam Hashemesh lo yakaka v'yareach ba'layla. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor teitzcha uvolecha me'ata v'yad olam. Perakuf Lamed, Chapter 130. Shira ma'alos mimama akim k'rasicha Adonai. Adonai shema v'koli tiyena aznecha kashivos v'kol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmarya Adonai miyamod. Ki imcha haslicha l'man tivarei. Ki visi Adonai kivisa nafshi v'lidvaro hokolti. Nafshi l'Adonai yishomim l'boker, shomim l'boker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai kim Adonai achesed v'arvei mofidus. V'hu yifdeh es Yisrael mikol avonosav. Achinu kovis Yisrael hanisunim batar v'ashavya ha'umdim bein v'yam uvein v'yabasha. Hamakom rachim alehem v'yotzien yisara l'vracha me'afelo l'ara v'mishiva l'gula hashka ba'gala v'zman kariv v'nomar amin. Our brothers, the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity, on sea or on land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom now, swiftly and soon, and let us say amin. The Mishaberech v'tzahal, the prayer for Israel's defense forces. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Vivarach Es Chalei Tzva Gunal Yisrael Omdim Anshei Kochot Bitachon Omdim Amish Marzeinu Barei Elokeinu Megvul HaGvonon Vad Medabar Mitzrayim Yam HaGadol Al Levo Harava V'chol Mokom Shein Bayabasha Barei Uvayam Yitin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Esayveinu Akam Memaleinu Nigafim Lefehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'yafil Tzchayalinu Mkol Tzara V'tzuka M'kol Negem Achala v'yishvach baracha v'atzlacha v'chol ma'aseh yedeyim. Yadir asanayim tachtehem, v'yatrim v'chesu yishuam teresim tzachon, v'kuyam behem ha-kasuv, ki adonai elohichem ha-lichim lachem, v'ilachim lachem im oyveichem, l'oshia eschem v'nomar amin. So the tefillah for cholim. Mishaberach avosenu Avram Yitzchak v'yakov, Moshe v'aron dov v'shlomo, v'yivarach rapi es, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimali Rachmi Malihem, Rachli Mam, Rachosam, Rachli Zidikam, Rachli Osam, Yishvach Lehem Mehira, Fur Shlema, Nishmayim, Lechol, Ibrahim, Chol, Gideim, Sof, Shar, Chol, Yisrael. Refuas, Enefesh, Fur, Sogof, Hashta, Bagola, Vizman, Karib, and Omar, Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Kanak. Really great to have you back on. We send my absolute best regards to David, and we look forward to having you back on the program. Please, God, in years, Hashem. In the near future, I also want to thank Rebecca Levy for all of her help and support behind the scenes. Once again, a reminder that I will be out next week. Brandon will be in the studio guest hosting the program all of next week, and I will return the following Monday. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, be strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Wish everyone a healthy, safe, wonderful day, a beautiful Shabbat.